Blog Talk Radio.
I want to learn how to talk like her. Yeah, right. I need that English accent. I heard myself talk the other day, Melissa. Hi, everybody. This is Melissa.
Hi.
Yeah, me and Melissa, we're here. I'm Melissa and myself. We're here doing our Go Run for Fun Fitness. And she and I were talking about it a little bit earlier about personal development. I said, Grant Cardone's on YouTube. And you said, yeah, I know. I've been listening to him. I was like, wowzer. I love him. And I do, because he inspires and motivates me. How about you? Do you like him? Are you?
Oh, absolutely. I just kept going through all the different things on YouTube, listening to a whole bunch of things. It gets, it inspires me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if they can do it, I know I can, right? You know, and
it gets you to look at yourself.
For sure. Yeah. So you're talking about self-talk. I know we're going to be talking about running, but it all starts with self-talk too, I think. So what are you doing there with the self-talk and running? I want to hear what your secrets are, because you run a 5K every day. So I'm like, I'm only doing it like two and a half miles maybe, you know. But in all fairness, I just started running again because of my plantar fasciitis. But tell me about you. So what's your self-talk about? How do you do that, or what do you do?
Well, it's more of how do I say it? I kind of fight with myself. I can you go this far? Can you go this fast? Can you do it?
Yeah. And you're out there running in the cold too. There's a picture of you now on our Instagram account.
Yes, I saw that.
All right. So I'm like, I'm gonna change it up too, because I want to put another picture of me running, and but I also want to put a picture of a race actually in the profile picture and picture of you and I. So that's what I thought I'd do. So do you like that idea? Isn't that good? So
cool. I'm thinking. Yeah. I believe I even commented that I need to. You know, I feel like I need to wear a duck suit because we have so much rain up here in Virginia. So
that's funny. That's funny. That reminds me of somebody the other day. I had on their Facebook page. They were holding a duck, and the dog had chased the duck. Says this is a bad thing to chase. You don't hurt the ducks, you know. So anyway, that's cute. So you're that's what I want to do. And I put that up there. And you know, the self talk. You said you were talking to yourself. Are you being kind about it, or what are you doing to you? Because today I was mad at myself. But you tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine. And
well, I guess mad at myself too, because you know I struggle every day. I think everyone does. Are you doing the right thing? Do you feel good today? Why don't you feel good today? What did you do wrong? What did you do right? I mean, there's always questions.
Right. Well, I agree with you. And you're like, okay, how do I make this work, right? Do you ever feel like that too? I do. It's like, I got to go out and run. And I was going to run after I got it, because we were going to do the show in an hour at noon, and we're doing it at 1:30. And one thing that I got was like, I was going to go run, and I couldn't because I started working on the printer because I need to print some stuff. I was like, really? You know, so I'm going to go run after I get off the phone with you. But or actually after we get done with the show. So self-talk is key. And one of the things I do every morning for me, and I didn't do it this morning, so I say every morning, and sometimes I miss, is I write down my goals, three or four of them. I am grateful for my health, right? It's for one of them. But I know you do some grateful things. So what, and sometimes we'll send each other, I'm doing this today. And you're like, I'm grateful for this. So what do you feel your grateful stuff is? Did you do that yet? Or does that help you? For me, it does. Right?
Yes, it does help me. I mean, I'm not used to doing it all that often. So it's kind of a weird thing. I mean, I think everyone's grateful to be alive. That always seems to be a number one thing. I am breathing. Hallelujah.
Right.
I made it through another day. Grateful for food, shelter, friends, family. Grateful for maybe having this self-talk today, because whether negative or positive, it'll get me on the right path in the right direction.
Hold you accountable. That's a hard one too, right?
Discipline, accountability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Consistency, scheduling,
I know
all of that.
I use Google Calendar, and those who are listening now, those who listen later, I got to share this with you about sweet Melissa here. She's she has a daughter that was singing this weekend in front of everybody. Yeah. And she's got such a gift. And so, everybody was in line and doing as kids do. They needed to do what they needed to do. I was like, these are these moments you appreciate, right? And so I was like, I'm so grateful that you have that, you know. And then, by the way, I'm eating a little something because I'm hungry and I'm getting ready to go run afterwards. So I'm not going to let anything stop me. And the principal thing.
You should definitely eat before you run.
Uh-huh.
You'll be slower.
Well,
if that's the case, but you know, pace doesn't matter. But anyway, topic for another day, right?
Yeah, I always say pace doesn't matter. But one of the things, and Grant Cardone said this, and he said the other day I was listening to his book, "Be Obsessed or Be Average," right? I actually like that book. It's an add-on. It's a part added on to the 10X rule. But I've gotten a lot out of that book, and I listen to audio because for me, I don't have time to sit down and read it, but I can always listen to something while I'm driving or, you know, running or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he says in this one part, he goes, it is magic when you write your goals down. I was like, wow. So he goes through all his goals that he wrote down and how they came to play or came to pass, right? I was like, let me just write them all down. So I did that, right, doing that. And Melissa, the other day, you know, some of them, he said, he goes, I didn't even understand why I was writing them down. And he goes, I wanted to have 20 buildings, like, or whatever, to, you know, real estate buildings. And he goes, I've got 400,000. I'm like, okay, I got to be writing stuff down.
But was it the same thing over and over again every day?
He wrote it. He wrote his goals down every day, what he was looking to create. And he wanted a best-selling, you know, a best book. So he's got like 10 of them, or unreal, you know. I was like, so it's not like stop and then you got 10 books. It's like a progression. He said, it's just magic because I didn't even believe that. And I've heard Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, a lot of them, because I'm a big fan of personal development. And then he said that. I was like, so he said, I'm going to write my goals down. And I looked at my goals because I've written them down before, and I was like, you know, I about a year or so ago started doing it consistently, and I was like, wow, I did not realize I had met these goals. Do you understand what I mean? You know, we met. Okay, so it's like money, right? I really wrote it down every day, and it was like it worked. And so then the other day I was like, okay, I am grateful for creating, because I do. I am grateful for, because it means it's already happening. It's not something I'm looking forward. It's already in the process of happening. And so I realized, like, wow, I just asked for that. Look at it, showed up. I was like, huh, that really is magic. So
insert a new I'm grateful.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm grateful. It's all I do is like, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for this. And I said that, I want a brand Tree Abbott Angel Coaches around in every media around the world and touch. I want everybody, because my bliss is helping others find theirs, right? And I go, I want to help everybody find their bliss, and as many people. And I go, how many people? And Greg Cardone said it. He said 7.3 billion. I go, well, me and Melissa, we will have to go out there and help them find their bliss. What do you think? Not everybody has internet, so I got us a couple of camels that we can rent or a couple of horses.
Horses, mommy just put our running shoes on and go.
Right?
The Forrest Gump. We'll just put our shoes on and run across the United States.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like sitting there. That's a good point, by the way. Cute. So anyway, and that's what you definitely call the ultra, 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 ultra marathon. That an ultra marathon is, 26.2 is a marathon.
Yep.
And and then an ultra marathon is anything over 30 miles. So we'll definitely be going over 30 miles. But yeah, so it's like sitting there going, well, that's cool. So I was like, magic. I like a little magic. Nothing's bad. So I'm doing that. I'm writing them every morning and every night. This morning I didn't write them, so I was a little bit annoyed at myself. And I was like, okay. So right before I got on the train with you, I wrote them. Okay. So anyway, I have four of them. that I write every day, you know, because if you write a lot of them, then you go, oh, I got to write them. And but if you write them, it doesn't matter if you write them neat or not neat, you write them, you know. So it holds you accountable. So
yep.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that little Winston?
Yes.
Does he go,
Mr. Winston here is getting a little crazy.
Is he going
I can't wait
you?
To train him to run. Well, he's only 5 months, so we have to wait until he's fully grown, and then we're allowed to start training.
Oh, good. You're really good with that, too, as well. That dog loves you and everything. So I take my dog running with me, and my little one and her together. Oh, my God. That needs a workout. So you can see a picture of Melissa. I'm going to – I wanted to put – I was going to put one of your mom. I thought you got your but I didn't ask you if I could do that because, you know, your mom looks beautiful. She does not look her age. And she looks like she's in shape, and she's a big one for in shape. Being in shape and taking care of herself. Did you get any of your, because you like doing that. I know you beat yourself up. We all do for not doing it better. But did you get any of your desire to take care of yourself? Did that come from your mom? Because I know she's been a nurse her whole life. And
yes, I think she makes a big statement in my life.
How so?
For sure.
Is that okay?
But well, because she's been in the healthcare field her whole life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was brought up healthy until I made my own choices. And then, I mean, I'm seeing the benefit. I mean, she's 81. She looks fantastic.
She does.
I want to be like that. I don't want to go the opposite way, for sure.
I know, right? I was like, I ran a marathon in Colorado. And first one I ran, and my friend was supposed to do it with me. He bailed. So I'm up there by myself, okay, doing the marathon. What you meet people. And everything, and I trained for a year, and so I'm running the marathon, right? And this dude who's 58 years old, Melissa, actually came in the top 10. And I talked to him. He said, he's been in, I think those folks that live in that upper breathing weather, they have the lungs, iron lungs maybe. But he goes, I ran about 10 or 12 of these. I don't even remember now. But he said, never, ever, ever, ever stop and never, ever, ever give yourself an excuse of age or whatever. Just do it. I was like, okay. Right. So,
no,
you know.
That's absolutely. I mean, there's been plenty of races that I'm just like, I mean, no matter the age, no matter the size, I mean, like, it's amazing how people get really, I don't know, they get that urge to go and do something and do it and be proud of themselves.
Right. They do, don't they? And wow. And, you know, I know your husband supports you.
Yes.
And I know your children, they love you and support you. But have you ever, and your mom, I know she does because she's a big one for that too as well. But have any of your family ever not supported you and made fun of you because, the events that we running is not an expensive sport, but it is an expensive sport sometimes, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, because you pay $150 for your shoes and, you know, or more.
I mean, if it's something you love, you make it happen.
Right. No matter what, right?
No matter what. You know, there were some dismal days. And I'm like, you know what? Well, we wear these shoes and we wear what outfit we got, you know? It'll be fine. You'll still run the same way and be successful. You
I
know?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So
it won't stop you. It won't
you're
stop.
Right. It won't stop you. And it was so funny the other day. And I appreciate that because I know, you know, I remember talking to one of your family members. She goes, she's out there running every day in the rain. I was like, I love
rain,
her.
Sleet, snow. Yeah, it was freezing. Yeah, actually, I really do like running in the rain. That's fun.
Do you? The other day I saw your sweet picture. She sent me, you guys, any of you listening to it, go run for fun and fitness. Fun fitness. Go run.
Go run for fun fitness.
Go run for fun fitness on our Instagram account. And anyway, so you've got that, but. What I wanted to, and I'm going to put a picture of me running because I'm drinking a meal replacement shake. And not a meal replacement, it's a nutrition shake because I just drank one so I could run quicker. But But one of the things that I love about Melissa is, like, she has got the sweetest little look on her face when she's running, and it's cold, and it's cold, and she goes, and her fingers were shaking. She wrote, I ran 3.11.
One.
The extra little one.
It was cold.
It was really cold. So the other day it was raining. Well, you know, when you run with your phone, right, sometimes these days you got to protect them. So I've learned to do that. It's like, screw it. I'm just going to go out there and run. And I did. And I was like, okay, you know, and I was running, and it felt great. So you're right. I like running in the rain. Make sure
I was trying to master my race photo picture.
Oh, there you
go. Because some of them are pretty funny looking.
I hear
so
you.
I'm like, okay, I see a
That's cute. Yeah, right? Take your picture of me. Oh, my God. Yeah, right? So on the races thing, you know, there's one coming up. I know you and I like running for different causes. There's one for here in South Florida called Run for Haiti, you know, Run for Food, Run for Get and Feed Haiti. And that's a third world country, and bless their hearts, they're getting a lot more help and awareness now from people all around the world. Excuse me, I got hiccups. Around the world. And so that's one thing, that's the next race I'm running for. And I know that you have one that you're running for. And what is it? Who is it by?
It's Mosaic, helping those that have become pregnant make good choices and get help where they need it.
Wow. How did you come up with that one? Because that's a good one. I was like, you know, and guys, we're going to say this right now. It's not about being pro anything. It's about it's about helping people who have babies, right? You know what I mean? So
there's I mean, you can find anything out there, and you don't even have to do for a specific cause. My first medal, which I love bling. I was trying to find a picture of all my bling because I've taken it down, but was a polar, not express, but it was some polar race, and it's through United States road running, so U.S. road running, and you can go online, and they have their medals. You choose one, you run it, and you choose your next one.
And you get
medals. That inspired me. I started to get the medals, and then I was like, ooh, I want more bling. Then my last one was like the half marathon, and I got a T-shirt, and I got a wine glass. So it was perfect for me.
I love wine glasses. I do. So
sometimes it's even just the look of the medal or the T-shirt, and then it inspires you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, showing up for anything is showing up for a race is 80% of it is just showing up. And when you got some great time, and people are like, oh, I got to win, I got to beat. Man, dominate your own space. That's it. So, you know, I know that I have just started really being able to run since October, my heel has killed me because of plantar fasciitis, and it took a time to get over. And I looked pathetic out there running, but I love to run. And so the other day I'm running, and I've been running consistently. I took yesterday off because I was exhausted, and you need to – the rest is as important as the exercise or the run or whatever you choose to do. You and I talked about that.
Listen to your body.
Listen to your body. Tick-tock. And I called Melissa. I go, I did. I can't believe I ran 2 miles. I said I averaged a little over an 8-minute mile, which I was so grateful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Sunday I passed this off and they were walking their dogs because, you know, I love, and I didn't take my dogs this time because normally I don't. I'll take one at a time if I take them. But I took one of, and the lady goes, you're doing so much better. I go, I know I look pathetic out there. She goes, you're just running much better. I go, yeah. A week later, I said I had a foot injury, and I said, I am a runner, believe it or not. She goes, no, you look like one, but you're just doing better. I was like, yeah, I look like the hunchback of Notre Dame. He gave me water, you know. But I was running, just trying. You do what you do until you, you know, and it's important because I rested it, but I took it easy when I first started. So anyway, if you want to, how did you, you've got Active there. Active is all over the country.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, Active and Split Time is another one. I like Active better because they've got all the runs and the events that you can do. And,
even your local stores where you can get your sneakers. You know, like in Virginia, Potomac Running Store, they have, if you go on their website, they have, they'll post things, races that are going on in the area for a couple months out. I mean, you can really plan.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Have a ball.
Right, and train, you know. So,
yeah.
Train. And then, you know what they do too? I don't know, down here, we've got like running groups that will train you before you run the race. Okay. So,
yeah.
You can run with them, and a lot of times they're $0 or literally next to nothing.
Minimal, yeah.
Yeah, minimal. And how much is it the same price for you up in Virginia? I mean, how much is it for you to, like, the Run for Haiti race is $25, which is really inexpensive compared to, I mean, I've paid $35, $40 before, you know.
Yeah,
$25, $35.
And then once you get bigger, you know, half marathons are only like 78.
Yeah.
They get more expensive, but, you know, yeah, it's not that expensive. And then, you know, even if you go through the U.S. road running, the medals, they're under $20.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they come to you straight to your house. So
you got the medals that come straight to your house, and they don't give them out at the event, because here they've given them out at the event. Okay.
At the event you get your medals, but what kickstarted me running was on an online. You go on for U.S. road running, and it's all over the United States. You choose which one you want to run, you pay for it, and you get the medal after that. They put a specific date, say, they most likely have one for Valentine's Day.
Right.
So you can buy it to Valentine's Day, and then once you're done and you pay, they'll mail it out after that race day.
Oh, wow.
So
it's
you're totally accountable for every single thing. And let me tell you, it didn't take much for me to get out there and run. I'm like, I can't put that medal up on my board. I didn't run it. So I got out there and I would do it. Oh. So it was fun.
Oh.
And then, you know, going into the races and the real races, quote unquote.
What was that like?
A little nerve-wracking, a little nervous. I certainly get nervous at the beginning, but when you're done at the end, you're like, wow, I did that. And then if you have an app, you can see where you actually ran. Like, I've taken screenshots of my half marathons and I'm like, oh my God, I really did that. It's pretty amazing.
That's good. Oh, look at this. Hey, you got about 3 or 4 likes on your picture there and some followers because of that sweet picture. Ah, look at that. Isn't that cool? I'm looking at the Instagram that you and I have. Okay, so go Run for Fun Fitness on Instagram. You guys got to see this little Melissa. I say little Melissa, she's a sweetheart, and she's got this intense look on her face, like, I'm going to do this. I love that look. But I understand. I mean, I've always got my medals there, you know what I mean? And But maybe. So let's talk about this. Fun Fitness, we're going to be doing the runs. I'm getting ready to go run, and this little one here does. She's got 4 children under the age of 18. God bless her. She's sane, right? And she's
I'm sane? Is that what you said? I'm sane?
Yes, sane. You've got 4 kids under the age of 18. I will never, ever, ever complain about my one daughter again, okay? You know what I mean? She's like, I was like, and you have some beautiful children, by the way. So, well, she
Thanks.
And her husband are both beautiful. A beautiful couple inside and out. And on that note, we are doing a bikini fit contest. Yes, I'm announcing it, Melissa.
Seriously? Did you plan this? Are you insane?
Yeah, a little bit. We're doing a bikini fit contest. It's going to take some time to get ready for it, but hopefully we're going to be doing it late summer, early fall, okay? And we're getting ready. You're in, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
Cricket.
Anyway, she's going to do it. She goes, Tari, I'm laying in bed at night thinking, how am I going to do that? I was like, don't worry. We're going to get it done. So, you know.
Once the warm weather hits, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah. Yes, and there he goes.
There you go.
Yeah, that works. You know, this little one right here, I call a little one because she's such a sweetheart. But how tall are you? I don't even know. I've never met you in person yet, so it'll be fun.
5'5".
5'5"? Okay.
Yeah.
So she's 5'5". I'm 5'3". So we're going to be doing the bikini fit contest, and it's not based on anything except how good you look and inside and out. Because you know what? What you eat, you take in, you shows on you are what you
shows
eat.
Shows on the outside.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. So we're going to be doing that. And why do I want to do that? You know why? Because a few years ago, 2 years ago, I was going to do it back in 2016, and I had a situation where I had to have surgery, and I just put it on hold. I said, gosh, it's like running with anything. You've got to get in the mindset to do it, right? And, yeah. Well,
notice, guys, I am not quite in the mindset yet.
That's
so
okay.
Miss Tariq here is going to keep working on me.
Just a little bit, and so she's you know, doing the deal, and hopefully, and but I said, I guess hopefully I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But we're, you know, we want to just inspire people, and you know, I'm a life and spiritual coach, and this one is becoming one, and I think that she's been a life and spiritual coach. How can you not be that with four kids under the age of 18? I mean, really. You know, well, you've got your husband. He can be a little guy, like a little boy. I think my guy can too as well. So, you know, she's great. So she's getting, and I'm putting her on the spot now. So,
yeah.
And after, no worries.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, there you go. I love her for that. And she's doing really, really well. So, we're working on that, and you know what? I'm gonna post some more pictures of me training, and I know she's doing her, you know, doing her training and getting warm weather, and I know that you're very careful about what you eat, and there are days that we're not, okay? But you know, that's all part of it. Sometimes discipline is great, but sometimes cheating is part of discipline. Do you know what I mean? So, because you gotta have a little fun every once in a while, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your weakness? I love sugar.
Chocolate chip cookies.
I tell you, chocolate chip cookies in a perfect world, Sour Patch Kids, chocolate chip cookies, and a bottle of wine would be my cheating.
Yeah, I can't even say a bottle of wine. Shame on me. But yeah, no, I can't walk by a cookie without eating it. So,
right.
Yeah,
I hear you. So, oof. Like, I just drank a protein shake right before we talked on the show. And we'll post pictures and information. But if you want to find a good run to run, go to I like Active better than
Active
Fit Time.
Yeah,
Active is really good. Our running stores will have like things that they're promoting.
Yep.
I know I saw something the other day in Runner's World where I go and Dick's Sporting Goods, which is a nationwide place, and
yeah.
Which is the one you go to? And because you're in Virginia, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Roadrunners.
Okay, it's good.
Yep.
So, anyway, I love this. We're having fun, and it's she's great on the show. You guys, I'm telling you something right now. You guys, see us in our teenies. We're gonna be looking good in our teenies. Anyway.
Just trying to plug that in again, guys. Oh gosh,
I love you. You know that.
And anyway. Winston believes too. I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's cheering you on. Anyway, I love that. All right, everybody, you guys have a wonderful day. Go find us on Instagram, Go Run for Fun and Fitness. You want to leave us a message, you can do it on direct messages on Instagram, and we'll connect with you. Anyway,
yeah.
You got to see this beautiful picture of Melissa wearing no makeup, I might add. None. I think this is, you look beautiful.
Oh, yeah. No makeup.
No makeup. It looks like 21. I figured that part out. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. Melissa, I'm going to call you right back. Okay. Bye, everybody.
All right. Go run.
Yeah, go run. There you go. That's cute.